Welcome to Talk Seward County, a podcast of news and events to keep you connected to the stories that matter, featuring members of the Seward County Chamber and Development Partnership, local businesses, and residents of Seward County. Let's get started. On our show today, we have Joel Brazy, who is the new Executive Director of the Wellness Center. Welcome.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
This is your first week, isn't it?
It is. The first official week doing this, yes.
So I know, but I know you've kind of been working a little bit behind the scenes on some things, and now you're ready just to kind of dive in and step into it.
Correct. Yeah, I'm finishing up my previous position through part of June, but I was able to, the last couple months, be part of design meetings and attend those in the evening, just the day-to-day have not been able to do, and so it's been exciting to be officially on board this week and be able to do those things and this now be completely transitioned over.
That's great. Well, welcome, and we're happy to have you. Before we get started talking about the Wellness Center, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? I know you're originally from Seward. Just kind of tell us what you're like.
Born and raised in Seward. Graduated from Seward High in 96. And so then went on to Concordia here in town and played football and went through the education program and were in schools as a teacher and administrator for 22 years.
Okay.
Taught in different places at Lutheran High Northeast in Norfolk was my first spot. Then Denver Lutheran out in Colorado. Then I came back here. After 10 years, came back to Seward and was at Seward High as the assistant AD and taught math.
Okay.
And I taught math through all of those, coached every single season, was a head coach in football and track at different times. And then after 4 years here, I had the opportunity to go into Lincoln Lutheran and into full-time administration and be the activities director and assistant principal, where I was for 8 years, stayed living in Seward. Mm-hmm. And so I've been commuting. My wife works here in Seward, and now I have excited to have the opportunity to be working in Seward on this fabulous, you know, wellness center. It's it's exciting. It's going to be fun. It's something that Seward has needed for a while, and I'm honored and humbled to be part of it.
Well, that's great. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to be outdoor. Sports is what I do. Mm-hmm. Being, you know, a coach. You know, playing sports myself, being a coach, being an AD, that's where I'm comfortable, is either running a game, watching a game, something like that. So that I plan to continue to do a lot of that. I like to golf when I can.
Okay.
Schedule didn't always allow it a whole lot before because I was working a lot of nights covering games. And so I was very limited, but I do like to golf and hope now that I'm able to get out there a little bit more. I like to do that. Just my daughter's getting involved in a lot more. She's getting at the age where she is in more activity, so just like to spend time going to things with her and doing things with my wife and her, just, you know, outdoors, whether it be a walk, whether it's going to a game, vacation, you know, a lot of that. So we like traveling and as much as we can reasonably, just, you know, things like that. So pretty simple. I also, you know, I'm again a sports junkie. So when it's the fall, I'm watching football.
Oh, of course.
All Saturday and all Sunday.
Same here.
And so, you know, that's what I like doing.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you shared all that with us. It's kind of important to hear what you like to do and just to kind of introduce you to everybody that may not know you. So that's fantastic.
Seward has changed a lot in the years. There's, you know, I obviously have a lot of friends and family that are still around, but there's a lot of new families. It's exciting seeing Seward grow.
Yes.
And I believe the Wellness Center and the different developments that are going on around town are just going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's going to happen. And so it'll be fun to see what happens in Seward over the next 10 to 20 years.
Yes, I think we're making a lot of great progress. There's a lot of things going on, and it's been exciting to see the growth and people wanting to come here and live here. And the Wellness Center is going to be an important part of that, to give people the opportunity to have activities and more sports teams and other things, and just in general for the public. So
that's the goal, is to, you know, beef all of those different programs up. And the extra things that we can do with the rec department and with youth activities when that's all up and running.
So as the executive director, tell us a little bit kind of what you're doing now in the planning stages of the Wellness Center, and then maybe what it's going to be like as the Wellness Center becomes a permanent fixture, what your job would be then.
Right. Well, so many people have done a tremendous amount of work before I was even brought in.
Yes.
And so I'm just amazed at how much time was put in by people, specifically Shane Bach and the Sewer Changing the Game group with the fundraising. And I'd be remiss if I'd start naming names, because I'd forget some.
There's been a lot of people involved.
And some that I, you know, haven't met or known as well yet. Shane has been instrumental. You know, exchange emails and talk with him many times throughout the day, just working through all of this. So that they really got the ball rolling, and this was probably a dream that was 10 years plus in the making, and finally was able to get to a spot where, yes, this is, we're able to make this happen.
Yes.
So it's been exciting being in Seward back again for last 12 years. It's been really exciting to see this go through, because even though I wasn't working in Seward, I was always a big supporter of what was happening, because I knew it was the best thing for Seward. And so seeing the work that they had done with the architects, with the design team, with the builders, contractors, up until this point has been really impressive. And so I've been able to jump in. It was kind of towards the end of design, but I've been able to now be a big part of that. And so we're at the final stages of the design.
Oh, that's
great. Where the rooms and the layout of the site is pretty well set. It's a lot of cosmetic things that we are finalizing right now, and looks of things that we want to do right.
Yes.
That, you know, there's a lot of people that have donated money and put time and effort into this, that we want to make sure that we are being good stewards of that, and doing things right. And, hey, this is really going to be something that people are proud of.
Yes, you want to have everything set and ready to go so that it's done the proper way, and it's going to be the best thing it possibly can be.
So most of the site, as far as the individual rooms, whether it be the gym, the pool area, the workout area, the studio, the locker room area, child care, spot areas and rooms, those are all set.
Okay.
You know, design, you know, the outline is set, and again, it's working on exterior looking, and then we'll start working on all the interior pieces of, you know, furniture and things like that. But those things can wait, as long as, you know, we'll get everything else
moving
first. But it's been exciting to see the progress with that, and going back and forth with the architects, with BBH, and just saying, hey, these are some of our ideas. We, you know, and it's been a big conglomeration of people that have all been in these meetings, that really a team.
Yes.
A huge team effort on this, and I'm just one part of it. And just seeing, we give them ideas, they're great about incorporating them, and then the next thing we see is like, yes, that looks great, we want to keep moving forward with that. And so we've been really happy with where that has gone, and they've been taking our ideas and feedback, and just, it's been a good process.
That's really great. And I know it's always been kind of a team effort with the whole group,
absolutely,
to make sure that everything is running smoothly, that, you know, it's, I'm glad that we have such a strong team.
They're people that care a lot.
Yes.
And want it done well, and to serve the community.
Yeah, they want what's best.
It's very much a selfless group that is putting in this effort.
Yes, I've kind of felt that vibe that it's they want what's best for the community, yes. and they want to make sure that everything is right and ready yes. for when the time comes when it, to build it right. again, so that there's no major issues right. or anything.
And there's a lot of foresight even to think about several years down the road and mm-hmm. growth of this facility and next steps. Mm-hmm. What is that next thing going to be? And just a lot of thought put into that already. Like, okay, this is where we're at right now, but it could grow into this area. Mm-hmm. The building could grow this way and this way. And that's been exciting because I think that's important
yes.
for city growth and for this facility. Mm-hmm. If it takes off like we're hoping and thinking it will, then those are going to be options down the road that will be fun and make Seward even better place to be.
Well, that's an important part of it too, is you have to look into the future and see as Seward continues to grow, is there, you know, possibilities to add on, to do new things, yes. to, you know, to really expand and fit the community as right. it grows.
There absolutely is. There's been talk about, okay, what do we want to do? And there's, it's specifically been laid out so that certain things can be placed on next to the building.
Okay.
And next phases of development
mm-hmm.
and growth in the building, the whole structure.
Okay.
And so again, you know, we're early in this. Who knows, those things change mm-hmm. over time. Priorities might be a little bit different in 5 to 10 years, but definitely there's been a lot of thought and good wise people have thought about this and put time into it that like, yep, yeah, this would be great. And I'm excited. That part of my role is then going to be to promote this to people mm-hmm. in the area.
Yes.
It's like, this is what we're doing, you know, and part of it will be, it's going to be, there's going to be an aspect of fundraising
mm-hmm.
to that as a, you know, as we're looking at different projects, but that part, it will be more for me to the excitement of showing people what we're doing,
yes.
what is our dream, what is our plan, how are we going to use this facility, and then what are we looking for in the future.
Mm-hmm. I know there's been anticipation about it
sure.
coming, you know,
sure.
everybody kind of looks, it's like, well, when is it coming? What's going
yeah,
on?
Know,
but yeah. you know, and we know it's all right. a process. It does take right. a long time to get everything
yes.
done correctly.
I'm sure there's some people that, you know, want to know, you know, it's part of the way we're wired nowadays. We want to know everything right away.
Yes.
And I wish we could do that. And the time is coming soon where that will all be laid out mm-hmm. very soon where people will be able to see that. But it's, we want to make sure again, what we put out is the right thing and we're all set and there's no blurriness
yes.
in what our plans are so that people get a good idea of where it's been. And, again, the people that have put in the work already have done an incredible amount of work, and I, you know, we need to lift those people up a
yes.
lot.
Well,
because
I know,
again, it's not been me. I've just been part of a little bit of the fun part at the end, and there's a whole lot of work that was done beforehand.
Well, I know there's been updates like Greg Butcher does them
yes.
at the city council meetings.
Yep.
He gives an update every
yes.
time about the process
mm-hmm.
with choosing the contractors and everybody. And then the Seward Independent is doing a good job of kind of keeping people updated
yeah.
with
yeah.
that information. And we try to share whatever they have or what information we have on our website. So
right.
there's ways of people kind of getting the information and understanding what's going on in the process.
Yeah, it's, and very soon, again, it will be... we'll be able to get everything out there
mm-hmm.
and there might be some details in interior wise mm-hmm. that, you know, that are still going to be worked on in the next year and a half until it's final, because it's still going to be a process once the construction starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as building a house where you could be done in, you know, 6 to 9 months. It's
yes.
going to be more than that because you have a lot of infrastructure there that with the pool and with the large gym area
mm-hmm.
and everything with that will take time.
Yes.
But it'll be fun to see all of that changing up there on Waverly Road across from the middle school. That that will be fun.
It'll be exciting. So after it's built, kind of what will
yes.
your role be?
My role will just be managing the facility. There'll be four full-time positions
okay.
that are there. That includes myself. That includes Adam Bodie as the assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
That includes a child care director and that includes the facilities
manager. Okay.
But they're all, those will be the full-time positions. There'll also be people involved in managing the pool and the swim part,
mm-hmm.
that with whether it be lessons, whether, you know, what is going on in there, you know, activities, whether it be, you know, some different water aerobics.
Okay.
So it'll be managing schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, some of my background with being an AD and scheduling facilities, scheduling sports, games like that will has me feeling comfortable about doing some of those. It's going to be a big task, but it's something that I'm used to scheduling practices in the gyms.
Yes.
Because every part of this building has been designed to be multi-purpose.
That's great.
And so all age groups, all different teams are going to be able to use this.
Well, that's fantastic.
And so, yeah, there'll be areas for whether it's physical therapy in the pool, whether it's, you know, water aerobics, you know, senior groups get in there, whether it's in the studio with classes,
mm-hmm.
fitness classes, whether it's in the workout room, just on a bike, on a treadmill, on, you know, elliptical, or lifting free weights and machines, things like that in the gym, all, you know, all the sports that would normally be in a gym, we are accommodating.
Okay.
Including, obviously pickleball has been a rising sport.
Yes.
I've been asked by several people I see around town, you know, it's going to be a part. We're planning for that to be a part of it.
Okay.
And so there'll be a lot of youth in there throughout the days, you know, after school, just being able to use the facility, and mm-hmm. then at night with practices, you know, any season, you know, what our practices are. And then obviously the pool area during the winter adds a lot of opportunities for what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't necessarily sat down and we have some general ideas, but necessarily sat down and went through all of them. We've had some discussions, but not finalizing any, but there's a lot of opportunities.
Yeah,
that
sounds like you can have a wide variety, yes. of things going on at any given time all year long,
right.
which is something that we need. You know, it's fantastic that we have a pool during the summer, but isn't mm-hmm. it great that we'll be able to continue,
correct.
Doing lessons, or doing other,
right.
things during the winter months when we can't be,
yep,
outside?
Absolutely. And, the, you know, birthday parties, you know, it's going to be a facility that will be open for that,
mm-hmm.
because there'll be a room specifically for that, that people can go in and out of from the pool and into that room.
Okay.
And just a lot of aspects with that it'll be a nice place for people to be. And we want to make, you know, this, we have a goal that when this opens, that we'll be able to offer a little extra with the rec department and youth sports,
mm-hmm.
that we can take it up a notch and make it kind of a sports hub of this area, and really, really enhance the experience of our kids growing up,
mm-hmm.
with their activities what they can do. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the benefit that it can be to everybody,
mm-hmm.
over the next few years.
Yes, there's so many different things that you can do. The teams, you know, you could have like competitions, other
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Yes.
In there, and there's extra space available, because I know a lot of times when they have the tournaments and things,
mm-hmm.
it's spread out a lot of places, or there's just not enough space. So this,
correct.
Will be another area where we can utilize.
It has been specifically designed to be able to host competitions and be at a championship level with the gyms. There'll be two main full courts that will be able to host tournaments in there,
mm-hmm.
and be able to do some different things and feel good and have some seating in there with some bleachers around the side. The track that's going around the gym floor will
mm-hmm.
be nice walking area and kind of a workout area. And then the 6-lane pool will, you know, that will be at a championship level too for, you know, what we would need it at. So it offers a lot of opportunities to host
mm-hmm.
some area activities, and we'll have to see kind of where that takes us and the partnerships that we can make
mm-hmm.
with that. But that is an exciting part, one that I'm looking forward to, and that will be part of what I do when it opens, besides managing the overall schedule of everything and making sure everything's running smoothly, but looking what can we bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Just like hosting, you know, hosting tournaments down at Plum Creek and the fourplex or the twoplex, or, you know, some tournaments now at the Legion Field with high school baseball, or Concordia's had, you know, with different GPAC tournaments there. Those are great things for Seward, bringing people in.
Yes.
So how can we bring things in with other activities and tournaments from the Wellness Center?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very exciting. I mean, all of this is very exciting, and I'm glad you're able to share some of this with us, you know, to kind of give people an idea of what's to come. So
there's so much I'm probably leaving things out. And at times, like, wow, you know, this is, you know, time's overwhelming and exciting. It's all mixed feelings at the same time. It's like, oh, this is so much fun. It's exciting, but there's a lot of work to do, and mm-hmm. we just keep working and going day by day on getting some of these things done, because there's still definitely a lot of time and energy and work to put in. But it'll be fun to once ground is broken up there and Earth's moving and things are happening. And then during that time, I'll, you know, be overseeing the construction side of just, okay, is everything on schedule? This is where we're at right now. This should be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting too far into the weeds, but just making sure that, you know, because there's contractors and people to obviously do those things.
They know their part. You just have to kind of oversee everything.
And then make sure relaying that to the other people. Hey, this is where we're at on a weekly basis. You know, whether it be anybody else, you know, that's involved with the city or things like that. And so, yeah, that's going to be, it'll be fun to see, but it'll still be a long process and until, you know, this would be a first hurdle to get through. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we can finally open it up and offer everything, that'll be some time to sit back and enjoy it.
Good things take time.
Yes.
And
yes.
we're all anticipating and waiting for it. But yes, and it's going to be fantastic when it's done. It's a process, and a lot of good things are happening behind the scenes.
Absolutely. There's something moving every single day on making things a little bit better. And the relationships that the city has had with all these groups has been tremendous. It's, you know, with Samson, with BBH, and mm-hmm. with all the other groups, JEO, and some of the things that I haven't been involved in as much, you know, it has been exciting to very, very fun to see all the work that's been put in. But everybody has worked well together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has the same goal in mind, and we're moving together.
That sounds great. And I know it's going to be something great for Seward when it's done, and it's going to be something that everybody can use and help us grow and continue in the future. Mm-hmm. Everything. So anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think that covered a lot of it right now. Mm-hmm. Just again, in very soon, there's going to be some information coming out that will be more public.
Okay.
And with some information on when people will see some work going on up there. So it won't be much longer.
That's great. Okay, keep us waiting.
Yes. It's who knows? Something could change last minute. You hate to put, you know, certain details out there.
Exactly.
Because again, we want to, everybody cares so much, they want to do it right.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, a lot of it is we don't. There's always, you know, there's going to be something I'm sure that we find is like, oh, I wish we would have done that. But
mm-hmm.
crossing, you know, getting rid of most of those or all of those things before we, you know, go to that stage is important.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you back on here when we find out a little bit more as, you know, as time goes on when you break ground or have some more updates. So
absolutely. I'd be happy to update people on progress as we get moving forward. And I'm sure I'll see plenty of people on the streets that will be asking me mm-hmm. things, and that's okay. I'm happy to share those and meet with people that way.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you very much for your time today and for being on the program.
You're
and
welcome. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you later.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks.
You've been listening to Talk Seward County, a podcast of news and stories that matter to you. Sponsored by Cattle Bank and Trust, Jones Bank, Pet Source by Schuller, and Memorial Healthcare Systems.